伟大的属灵领袖们，他们不仅爱主，而且爱这个教会，而且很忠心的在基督里面建立教会，使这个肢体越来越成熟。
And God is doing great things in this church, and I'm excited to see how God will continue to use this church to be a witness to Christ in the North Houston area and beyond to the ends of the earth.
而且神也正在这个教会行着大作为，我很兴奋，而且很期待的看到上帝将要如何继续使用这个教会，在北休斯顿地区还有世界各地成为基督的见证人。
I'm also excited to be able to speak to you today from our passage today from Acts chapter 19.
我很高兴今天能够和你们传讲《使徒行传》第十九章。
And the reason is because this section of Acts shows us God's strategy through the Apostle Paul for church planting and world missions.
原因就是因为这个《使徒行传》这个部分，通过使徒保罗在建立教会啊，还有世界这个使命观，向我们显明了很清楚他的策略。
So our vision at WHCC and the partnership that we have with NHCC is not something unique or new.
所以其实哈，西区教会的意向跟我们北区教会的这个合作关系，并不是独一无二的。
Our vision for church planting actually continues the legacy of Paul's vision for church planting from the book of Acts.
我们建立教会的意向就是延续了保罗在这个使徒行传当中建立教会的意向。
God's heart has always been to equip His church to go and make disciples through church planting.
所以其实神的心意是什么呢？他就是一直要他的教会去通过建立教会，然后来训练门徒。
And the power for this vision is the power of the gospel.
所以呢，这种意向的力量就是福音的力量。
The gospel must be the priority for all of our discipleship, our equipping, and our planting.
所以呢，我们所有的门徒训练啊、装备啊，还有职场上面，一定要先以福音为基础。
So that is what I'd like to encourage you with today.
所以这就是我今天要来跟大家一起来鼓励的。
We're first going to read from Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 10.
好，那我们就先从《使徒行传》第十九章一到四节。如果你们愿意的话，可以跟我一起念。亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见了几个门徒，为他们说。你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。保罗说：这样你们受的是什么洗呢？他们说是约翰的洗。保罗说：约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的就是耶稣。他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。保罗就按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言，一共有十二个人。保罗进会堂，放胆讲道，一连三个月，辩论神国的事，劝化众人。后来有些人心里刚硬不信，在众人面前毁谤这道，保罗就离开他们，也叫门徒与他们分开。便在推拿炉的学房天天辩论，这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人或是希利尼人，都听见主的道。
Here in this passage, we see Paul moving on from his ministry in Corinth to now arriving in Ephesus.
所以我们从这个经文里面我们看到哈，保罗他已经从他的哥林多的这个事工已经转到了以弗所。
And right away we see Paul's clear ministry strategy while he was in Ephesus.
所以我们看到保罗在以弗所那个时候他有明确的事工策略。
Verse 8 says that he spoke boldly in the synagogue for 3 months about the kingdom of God.
所以第八节有说他在会堂里面大胆了讲个三个月有关于神国的事。
Then when the opposition arose, he left and continued for another 2 years teaching and preaching the word of God every day in the hall of Tyrannus.
所以呢，会有人反对，对不对？可是反对的时候，他就离开那里，然后到那个推拉奴的学房继续教导讲论神的话，又有两年之久。
He preached the gospel to the people every day for 2 years.
2年当中，每天他就是跟神，就是跟人传福音。
That was his focus.
这就是他所专注的。
That was his passion.
那就是他的热情。
And that was his mission.
那就是他的使命。
The gospel was central to everything he did.
福音是他所做一切事物的核心。
So why was Paul so passionate about the gospel?
那为什么保罗会对福音这么充满的热情呢？
Why was Paul so committed to the preaching of the gospel?
那为什么他会如此致力地要传福音呢？
Because he believed that the gospel had the power to change people's hearts.
因为他相信福音有能力改变人们的心。
He believed that the gospel had the power to change his heart.
他相信福音有能力改变他自己的心。
So Paul preached the gospel to the people at Ephesus and their hearts were changed.
所以保罗跟以弗所的那些百姓传福音的时候，那些百姓的心也改变了。
And as their hearts were changed, eventually the entire city was changed, and the word of God spread to all of Asia.
所以当他们的心被改变的时候，整个城市也都发生了变化，然后神的话语就传遍了整个亚细亚。
And through Paul's preaching of the gospel, a church was planted in Ephesus.
所以就是借着保罗这样子传福音，在以弗所就建立了一座教堂。
And that church became a missions base for planting more churches throughout all of Asia.
所以这座教堂呢，就成为在整个亚细亚能够一个基地，能够建立更多其他的教堂。
This is the power of the gospel to bring life transformation.
所以这个就是福音带来翻转生命的大能。
But in order to experience the power of the gospel to bring life transformation, we have to first understand how the gospel brings life transformation.
所以我们为了要经历这个福音带来翻转生命的大能，我们一定要先了解福音如何使生命翻转。
So this next section, in Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20, shows us a picture of how the gospel actually changes our hearts.
所以《使徒行传》十九章十一到二十节下部分，让我们看到福音怎么样可以真正改变我们的心。好，那我们就一起来念好吗？好，神借保罗的手行了些非常的奇事，甚至有人从保罗身上拿手巾或围裙放在病人身上，病就退了，恶鬼也出去了。那时有几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，向那被恶鬼附的人擅自称主耶稣的名说，我奉保罗所传的耶稣命速命你们出来。做这样事的有犹太祭司长士基瓦的七个儿子。恶鬼回答他们说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们却是谁呢？恶鬼所附的人就跳在他们身上，胜了其中二人，制服他们，叫他们赤着身子受了伤，从那房子里逃出去了。凡住在以弗所的，无论是犹太人是希利尼人，都知道这事，也都惧怕。主耶稣的名从此就尊大了。
There are three ways that the gospel changes our hearts.
所以福音有三个方面能够来改变我们的心。
First, the gospel confronts us of our idols.
第一个就是福音挑战我们内心的偶像。
Second, the gospel convicts us of the insufficiency of our idols.
第二个，福音指出偶像的虚无。
And then third, the gospel teaches us of the surpassing worth of Jesus over our idols.
第三个，福音显明耶稣超越一切。
So first, let's see the gospel confronts us of our idols.
好，所以我们先来看福音挑战我们内心的偶像。
The gospel changes people's hearts by first confronting us of the idols of our hearts.
所以福音怎么样呢？它先来挑战我们内心的偶像。
Ephesus was a very idolatrous city.
那以弗所这个城市怎么样？是非常拜偶像的哦。
Everyone in this city was very superstitious and lived their lives rooted in the worship of many idols.
那这个城市啊，每个人都好迷信哦，然后他们生活哈，就是对许多偶像的崇拜，简直是根深蒂固。
And at the center of their worship was the worship of Artemis, who was the goddess of fertility.
然后他们崇拜的中心是什么呢？就是那个掌管生育的女神，叫做雅迪米。
The temple of Artemis in Ephesus is one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
那以弗所的这个亚底米神庙就是古代世界七大奇迹之一。
The identity of the Ephesians was their idolatry.
所以你知道吗？以弗所人他们的身份就是他们崇拜的偶像。
As Paul preached the gospel every day in Ephesus, the power of the name of Jesus came through Paul to perform many miracles.
所以当保罗在以弗所传福音的时候，保罗就借着耶稣之名而来的力量，行了许多许多的神迹。
This power in the name of Jesus became quickly well known throughout the city.
所以耶稣这个之名来的这种力量，在整个城市很快就为人所知。
Many people must have asked, what is this new power that can do these amazing miracles?
所以就很多人就会问了，能够行这种神奇的奇迹是什么样的力量呢？
And they must have thought, we have to find out more.
所以我们又来更多的来了解。
So in this passage in 11 through 17, we see this funny story about Paul encountering these seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva.
所以记得我们刚刚念的经文有没有讲了一个很有意思的故事哈，就是讲到保罗跟有一个名叫这个士基瓦的犹太大祭司七个儿子相遇的情形。
These were traveling exorcists.
他们是游行各处念咒赶鬼的人。
So when someone had a family member or a friend who was possessed by an evil spirit, they would call these brothers and they would come and cast out the evil spirits.
所以有人哈，如果有朋友的家庭成员呢，被这个邪灵附身的时候，他们就找这些兄弟，然后来赶走这个邪恶的灵。
So when they heard about Paul doing the same things in the name of Jesus, they knew there was new competition in the neighborhood.
所以当他们听保罗说，他以耶稣的名义做同样的事情，他们就知道有新的竞争，他们是很聪明的生意人。
Yes, so they were very smart businessmen, so they tried to add Paul's method to their own magic practices to grow their business.
然后他们就试图把保罗的方法加添到他们自己的法术当中，然后来发展他们的业务。
So they wanted to have both their own power, but also the power of Jesus together.
他们就希望把自己的力量跟耶稣的力量结合在一起。
But when they tried to use the power of Jesus, it did not work.
结果那个他们要试图用耶稣的力量的时候就行不通了。
Instead, the power came to the evil spirit who overpowered them, beat them up, and they ran away naked and wounded.
相反的，这个力量跑到了邪灵的身上，然后胜了他们，制服了他们，使他们赤着身体，然后受了伤，逃出去了。
This story shows a confrontation between the power of Jesus and the power of idols.
所以这个故事很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣的大能挑战偶像的力量。
The power of Jesus only comes to those who believe in Jesus.
耶稣的大能只传给那些相信耶稣的人。
Who worship Jesus.
敬拜耶稣的人。
Who follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣的人。
You can't have the power of Jesus if you trust and hold on to the power of something else.
如果你只是坚信你能够从其他的事物上得力量，你就没有办法拥有那个耶稣来的大能。
The gospel is the message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection.
那福音就是耶稣的生命、死亡还有复活的信息。
It's the message of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross to pay the penalty of our sins.
这就是耶稣在十字架上牺牲，为我们的罪付上代价的一个信息。
It's the message of Jesus' resurrection to offer eternal life to all those who believe in him.
所以这就是耶稣复活了，而且赐给所有相信他的人永生的这个信息。
But the gospel is not just about what Jesus did.
可是福音不只是关于耶稣所做的事情。
It's also about who Jesus is.
这也是关于耶稣的身份。
We cannot separate what Jesus did from who Jesus is.
我们不能把耶稣所做的跟耶稣是谁分开来。
And as disciples of Jesus, we are called to not just receive what Jesus did, but also believe in who Jesus is.
所以我们做耶稣的门徒，我们不仅要接受耶稣做了什么，我们也要相信耶稣的身份。
And if Jesus who he is who he says he is, the Son of God,
那如果耶稣真的就是他所说，他就是神的儿子，
then we are to worship Jesus and Jesus alone.
那我们就要来单单的敬拜主耶稣。
For Jesus is worthy of all of our worship.
因为耶稣配得我们全心全意的来敬拜他。
And he demands all of our worship.
而且他要求我们来全心全意的崇拜敬拜他。
If we worship something or someone other than Jesus, then that is an idol.
那如果我们每一个人心中崇拜一些事情啊，或是其他一些人，而不是耶稣，那就是一个偶像。
And for the gospel to change our hearts, it has to first confront us of our idols.
所以如果我们要让福音来改变我们的心，我们要怎么样呢？我们要挑战我们内心的偶像。
The second, the gospel not only confronts us of our idols, but it also convicts us of the insufficiency of our idols.
那第二，福音不只是仅仅帮助我们挑战我们内心的偶像，福音也指出偶像的虚无。
When these seven sons of Sceva tried to use the power of Jesus without believing in Jesus, it did not work.
对啊，当这七个这个示基瓦的儿子试图在不相信耶稣的情况下使用耶稣的能力时候是没有用的。
They thought that Jesus' power was equal to their own power or the power of their idols.
那他们认为呢，耶稣的能力跟他们自己能力或是他们的偶像的能力是平等的。
But Jesus' power is not equal to anything else.
可是耶稣的能力不等于任何其他事情。
Jesus' power is greater than everything else.
耶稣的大能是超越所有其他的能力。
So when the news spread about what happened, people were convicted that the power of their idols was insufficient compared to the power of Jesus.
所以当所发生的事情被传开的时候，人们才确信他们偶像的力量跟耶稣的大能比简直是虚无的。
Verse 17, it says, And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of Jesus was extolled. And many of those who were now believers came, confessing and divulging their practices.
所以17节说有人凡住在以弗所，无论是犹大人或是希利的人，都知道这事，也都惧怕。主耶稣的名从此就尊大了，那以信的多有人来承认诉说自己所行的事。
Many people who believed in Jesus saw that, that the power of Jesus was greater than their idols, and the Holy Spirit convicted their hearts.
那许多相信耶稣的人看到耶稣的能力比他们自己的偶像还要大，而且圣灵也光照了他们的心。
They were trying to trust Jesus in publicBut hang on to their idols in private.
他们试图啊，在公开就是相信主耶稣，可是私底下他们相信他们自己的偶像。
But God showed them that you cannot worship both.
可是神很清楚地跟他们表明你不能同时拜神又拜偶像。
You cannot trust in both.
你不能脚踏两条船啊。
And when the Holy Spirit convicted, they confessed.
所以当他们被圣灵光照的时候，他们就认罪了。
They came out and shared to all their hidden idolatry.
所以他们就承认诉说自己所行的事，就是他们自己隐藏的偶像。
They now believed in their hearts that Jesus deserves all of their worship.
所以他们现在正是打从心里面相信耶稣配得他们全心全意的敬拜。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, it says, Walk as children of the light.For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them.
好，那我们一起来念以弗所书五章八到十节，请。从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人都将当像光明的子女。光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。那暧昧无意的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
Paul wrote these words to the Ephesian church because he wanted to remind them of their testimony.
那保罗为什么把这些话写给以弗所教会呢？因为他要提醒他们的这个见证。
Of how the gospel brought deep conviction of the power of Jesus to turn them away from their idolatry.
他们见证是什么？因为他们已经征服了，福音已经借着耶稣的能力光照了他们的心，让他们能够远离崇拜偶像。
What are the idols in your heart today?
那我们每个人今天心中的偶像是什么呢？
And how is God convicting you today?
那今天神怎么样光照我们呢？
And what do you need to confess to others?
那我们是不是要跟什么人认什么罪呢？
So far we've seen how the gospel confronts us of our idols and convicts us of the insufficiency of our idols.
好，那不目前为止我们看到福音不仅仅帮助我们挑战我们内心的偶像，而且福音指出偶像的虚无。
But there's one more thing that the gospel does to change our hearts, to bring life transformation.
可是福音还有一件事情要改变我们的心，带来这种生命的翻转。
Lastly, the gospel convinces us of the surpassing worth of Jesus over our idols.
所以最后一个就是福音显明耶稣超越一切。
I love this last part of the story.
我很喜欢这个故事的最后一个部分。
In verse 19, it says, And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily.
好，那这个19章19节我们可以一起念哈，请凭素行邪术的也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧，他们算计书价，便知道共和五万块钱。
This is real transformation here.
对，因为他这样子之后，主的道就大大兴旺，而且得胜，所以这个才是真正的改变。
Everyone was confronted, some were convicted and confessed, and then some more burned their books.
所以你知道吗？每个人都被挑战了，然后有些人被光照了，有些人认罪了，而且还许多人他们就烧了他们的书。
These books represented everything they used to worship.
那这些书代表什么呢？就是他们过去所崇拜的一切。
Everything that they used to trust in.
他们过去所信任的一切。
Everything that they identified with as an Ephesian.
那是他们以为说，哎呀，我是以弗所人，我就一定要有这一切。
And they took them all and they burned them.
结果你看，他把他们这些书全部都拿出来，然后都烧掉了。
Notice that they didn't just give them away.
请注意到哦，他们不是只是把书送出去而已哦。
Where other people could still use them.
就是让其他人还是可以去看这些书。
Instead, they burned them so that no one could ever use them again.
所以他把他们烧毁了，所以没有人可以再一次去看。
They wanted to completely separate themselves forever from their previous idols.
他们要永永远远的把自己跟以前的偶像完全分开。
It is important to note the value of the books that were burned.
那其实重要的，我们要注意这个被烧毁的这个书的这个价钱。
It says they counted the value and it came to 50,000 pieces of silver.
所以他们算了一下，总共是五万块钱。
In those days, one piece of silver for the common person was one day's wages.
那个时候，普通人呢，他们的一天的工资就是一块钱而已。
And it was hard to make a day's living back then.
那个时候哈，有那种工资其实还不容易哦。
It's much harder than it is today for most of us.
比我们现在每个人要努力的去工作的还困难得多。
So I did some math, and I estimated that in the amount in today's currency.Probably would be about $5 million.
所以我后来算了一下哈，这些五万块钱大概我们现在的$500,000。
That's a lot of money.
多不多钱啊？很多，对不对
？That's a lot of hard work that went into earning that much money.
是很辛苦，很辛苦才赚了这么多的钱。
So what caused them to so freely give up something that was so costly?
那是什么原因导致他们这样甘心乐意地放弃这么昂贵的东西呢
？They did it because they found something that was worth much more.
他们这样做，因为他们找到了更值得的东西。
They found Jesus.
他们找到了耶稣。
And when they saw the power of Jesus, along with the truth of the gospel of Jesus, their hearts were filled with a greater love for Jesus than their previous idols.
所以他们看到耶稣的能力，还有听到耶稣的福音的真理的时候，他们心中就充满了对耶稣更大的爱，而不是他们以前的偶像。
The gospel showed them a greater love than they had ever known.
所以福音显明了前所未有的慈爱。
The gospel showed them a greater joy than they had ever known.
福音显明了前所未有的喜乐。
The gospel showed them a greater peace than they have ever known.
福音显明了前所未有的平安。
And the gospel showed them a greater purpose than they had ever known.
福音显明了前所未有的意义。
This was the foundation for the eventual leaders in the Ephesian church.
所以这些就是以弗所教会将来领袖的基础。
This was the foundation for the church planting work that went out all through Asia.
所以这也是所有亚细亚教会职堂工作的基础。
And this was the foundation for seeing the gospel go out to the ends of the earth.
然后这也是让福音传到地极的基础。
My prayer for you, New Hope Christian Church,
我为北区华人教会的祈祷
is that the gospel would change your hearts to see and believe that Jesus is greater and worthier than anything else in this world.
就是福音能够改变你们的心，看到而且相信耶稣超越这个世界上所有其他的事物是非常有价值的。
Give your life to Jesus.
把你的生命献给耶稣。
Surrender to his plans for your life to make the gospel known to all the people and to all the nations.
委身于他赐给你的生命计划，让所有的人，所有的国家都能够来认识福音。
Make the gospel central to your life and ministry.
让福音成为你生命还有你侍奉的中心。
And see the power of the gospel transform lives for the glory of God.
然后能够看到因为福音的大能为了神的荣耀而翻转了每个人的生命。
Let's pray.
来，我们来低头祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for your grace and your love for us.
哦，全能的天父啊，我们谢谢你，我们谢谢你的恩典，还有你的慈爱。
Thank you for showing us who Jesus is.
谢谢你告诉我们耶稣是谁。
And what he has done for us as sinners.
而且耶稣为我们罪人所做的奇妙作为。
God, may you change our hearts so that we see Jesus as being greater and more worthy than anything else in this world.
主啊，求你来改变我们的心思意念，让我们看到耶稣真是超越世界上所有的事物。
And may we give our lives in full surrender to Jesus.
然后我们就可以把我们的生命完完全全的委身于耶稣。
To grow as disciples of Jesus.
啊，我们就能成为耶稣的真门徒。
And to share the gospel so that we can make disciples of Jesus.
所以我们就可以去外面传福音，而且来建立更多的门徒。
And see churches planted to the ends of the earth.
然后我们就看到教会能够一直直堂到世界的地极。
We do all of this for your glory.
我们做这些都是为了神的荣耀。
Let me pray in Jesus' name.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.